DailyCoalitionRadio.com.
Truth.
So I said, you are setting history right now, Trench.
Hold on, I gotta get a visa.
Trench, okay. All right, so we got so many cameras in here. We live on Facebook. We live on the radio.
This is my first time ever.
Is this your first interview?
This is my first live radio interview. Wow. I ain't ever done a radio interview. Hmm.
That's major, cause I've taking the radio virginity of a lot of artists, a lot of people in this city.
Yeah, I am.
I've broken a lot of records and introduced a lot of people to a lot of people.
I'm going to say this. For being in the city that we in, we appreciate you because, you know, it's not a lot of people that's out here trying to help everybody win. So.
Yeah, it feels good. Actually, I was scrolling through the internet the other day. And somebody that I look up to, like, who's a legendary promoter in the city. Right. Well, I've worked with, you know, we friends and everything. Yeah. But he tagged one of my posts, like, legendary DJ Truth.
Right.
And I was just like, whoa, bro, easy, pump your brakes. But I'll take that.
Sometimes, like, especially when you're doing what you love to do, you might not appreciate yourself sometimes, so. You are legendary. That's why I tapped in with you.
Thank you, bro.
And like I told you earlier, like anybody, when I post this, they gonna start tapping and they gotta figure out what's going on because you a part. You've been a part of the city as long as the city been a part of the city.
Now, you know, I don't want to keep harping on this, but I had a situation a few weeks ago.
Right.
Let me turn this mic down because I hear it. Somebody that I respect that we worked together for years, who's a promoter in the generation that you're in, that right behind me generation, who always said, you know, I want to work with you, bro, but, you know, your people is not my people, and my people is not your people, so it's going to be hard for us to make this thing work.
Right.
But finally, he gave me the shot. And it started off, you know, I appreciate the setup.
Right.
And he actually had to tell me to slow down, bro. Like, I'm not used to somebody working as hard as you're working so fast that I'm going in. But his whole philosophy in doing these promotions and working with the people that he worked with, you know, when you're in this business, you gotta have a certain level of, I may not know you personally or what you do, but I respect the fact that you've been in the game for 25 years. So something has to say that this guy's got a lot of, he might have some pull. Right. So let me just try to just work my way in with him.
Right.
Even a chick tonight told me I was a retard because I misspelled a word on the post and she questioned my entire existence. And I'm a troll.
Right.
I don't know if you know what a troll is.
I know exactly what a troll is.
I live with them. They be all on my gram, and I troll right along with their asses. And that's why I'm on PC Radio tonight to keep trolling.
Yeah.
We doing big troll tonight. This ain't no Instagram, Twitter. This is not
this is live trolling.
This is PC Radio. So yeah, I definitely trolling.
Yo, I go right in. I feel somebody's attacking me. She's like, I didn't fucking attack you. Yeah. I was just making a point.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, you don't need to make no points with me. Da, 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 da. I went back into her whole timeline until I found the right picture to take that to another site to tag her in some stuff. Look, she was like, will you just leave me alone, sir? Just let it go. I was like, no, I can't let it go. I'm petty. I'm so petty.
Oh, my. And you know, and that's the thing they got to understand. Like, we can get petty. That shit ain't about nothing.
Petty is fun to me. I ain't gonna lie. That shit is fun. You know what I mean? That brings out the best and the worst in people. The best and the worst. And so, and sometimes I need to see that at the same time. I'm a Libra.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I want to see both sides of the fence. I want to see how you react to certain situations.
I feel like that's a good thing to do in situations when you're dealing with people. Like, I feel like I don't want to ever be in a situation like manipulate a person. But you definitely got to see. I definitely got to see how you react when I'm on some toxic shit. Because I definitely be toxic.
Right.
I gotta see how you handle it. It's a good toxic, though. It's not like a put you in danger toxic. It's more like a I'm a clingy, I love the shit out you, and you gotta accept all this love type of toxic. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of girls don't know how to handle that, and understandably so, because, you know, I came on to a generation of, like, hurt, you know? There's a lot of hurt out here. And I'm hurt, too. Just like, I know a bunch of people are. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, I gotta move forward. But everybody don't. So, I gotta see what's going on, just like you said.
Like, If we fight, I want to see if you still thorough, basically.
Right. If we gonna come out of this on the other side and still be able to rock and roll.
Yeah, because if we fight and you ain't still thorough, you're not the same way how we was before we fought. Why would I want to be with you? Because we gonna fight.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how good you think we are together. We gonna fight.
If you're an alpha, you know, and you dealing with an alpha female, especially in a relationship, it's gonna be some tension. And if you can't break through and find that soft spot in that other alpha that you're dealing with, that you let sleep next to you every day, you're never gonna be fulfilled in who am I talking about? Every relationship I've ever been was a failure.
Right.
Taj will tell you.
Oh yeah, Taj, man, I'm popping back out because we definitely need all the vibes here. So
yes.
Bro told me, like, you know, some things happened, so I, you know, understand that we so.
It's the yin and the yang.
You gotta see you here.
It's
man.
The yin and
the yang. Hold it down tonight for you.
She probably didn't have another pair of sunglasses because her thing now, she needs her eyeglass fitness.
That's the only serious. Got some things.
If her hair ain't tight, she's not coming in. All right.
Oh, that's how she's giving it up.
Not all the time. She'll be like, you know, true. I really don't feel like I'm the 10 that you need next to you. I'm like a 6 right now. So let's try it again next week. And I just let it go. That'd be my chance to actually take a break
from
life.
Right.
So she keeps me on point, and she is the other half of Tosh and the Tosh and True. I actually named the show after her just to give her the shine that she needed, because she did something that I've never done in 20 years on the radio. And she did it in her first or second season. She actually shut down the whole station, shut the servers down in 3 countries. Got us to the point where we couldn't even, she was supposed to be done at I think 12 o'clock on her show. We had to ride her show out till 3 in the morning just to clear the airwaves, because we wanted everybody to get a chance to chime in on her situation. So as soon as I saw that, I said, you know what? I need her next to me.
Right.
I need her on my team, and that's where she is.
Hey, listen, man, you said the word team, and I want to definitely say this before I say anything.
Are we, you know, we get into anything after this? Team is important.
Important.
Team is heavy.
Heavy.
It is a very, very valuable point for success. So, shout out to my team, Fridge Gels. First and foremost, Fridge Gels. Like, my team, they locked up. Home too, but I love y'all.
Are you one of these guys that had a cell phone in there? Did you have a burner in there?
I did. I mean, let me think. I'm trying to think legally wise. I did have a cell phone in jail. Yes, I did.
You did.
I think a lot of us do.
But
I know I had one.
Because it's gonna pick you up.
Yeah, I had a cell phone.
Yeah. We used to rock with the headphones so you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
But the technology is just so superior.
It's crazy because I record music and I know that concept, and I'm just, it's been a long time, so.
Well, you know, it's the first big time, yeah, and just like Sirius Satellite, you know what I mean?
We locked in.
I'm the right. Sway of the streets.
Right.
I actually hate Sway. I don't hate him, but, you know, I need his spot, or I need a spot next to him.
I like Sway. Sway be going there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going after that Howard Stern $500 million contract on Sirius. And it's coming. It's coming. I just need a few more shows under my belt, a few more big major interviews, including this one, and we're going to get into.
You're going to definitely get all that, man.
We're going to get into actually why you're here tonight, why you're taking up the second chair, which is a big. I told you, you set history today. So since we've been back on the air for this second season of the new show, we've forbidden guests from coming in.
Okay.
We really just said, you know what? Tosh, if we're the celebrities of the show.
Right.
Let's just do us.
Right.
And if we invite somebody in, we'll know when the time is right.
Right.
People call, yo, True, can I get the interview? Nah, not yet.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Y'all hear that, man? Y'all hear what he said?
That's,
I appreciate that,
that's,
man.
That's second time.
God, it's touching mine too, bro. And being my first major one.
And it's, yeah, I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Like, I got a lot to say, and I feel like, you know, I tapped in. I could have, you know, it could have been one of a million ways. I tapped in with you because I feel like, you know, it could be something different. And I want to speak to the people. You listen, what the board say, it say the number one website for music and entertainment.
Hashtag number one internet radio station.
Come on,
hashtag
DJ Truth.
Most awarded. Hashtag
don't do that. So
very disrespectful. Hashtag.
You know I'm here. You know I was coming.
I knew you was. I knew you was excited. From as soon as I said, let's just do it. I'm not even going to waste no time with you.
Man.
You said, okay, give me the address. Should I just bring a tent? I'm going to just park outside me and the team. I said, no.
I was going to come in this joint. I was going to come in. I stood outside.
I saw you, bro. I was outside. Like, yo, that's my G. Trenches last.
Listen. Hey, yo, listen. I'm going to tell you.
We outside and inside.
Listen, we outside, inside. And listen, I stood outside for bro. Listen, we in them. I ain't going to tell you no location. We ain't dropping none of them. But just know we in the middle of somewhere that everybody shouldn't be or right. can't be. So I stood outside.
From here, don't come here. Right.
I stood outside. I waited for bro. Cause we gotta get it done, you hear me?
I said we in this joint, you hear me?
Yo, I was honored to be able to be able to present this opportunity to you. Because it's gonna open up. I think what I was resisting was as soon as I bring one in, I'm gonna have to leave the doors open. I'm gonna have to really dive into this rabbit hole again and be who I'm supposed to be. And
well, I'm glad I can motivate you to do that, because it's people around me that motivate me to do that. So
yeah, all right. So I don't want to get sad on this one. I'm really ready to go into my story, bro, but so tonight it's about your story. All
right, so we can talk about both our stories because they both matter. And I'm locked in. I'm coming.
You locked in.
So. I'm coming. Right every time you got me. Look, we outside, inside, all summer, all whatever. We do what we want to. You hear me? Let me get my switch my water. We live, man. I'm gonna send this out to the people.
We good.
All right. So first, let's. I usually wait 5-10 minutes before we end the show to do this.
Okay.
For the people new to the show, let me do this. Go ahead and officially open up the show the way it's supposed to be done. It is a Tuesday night in the city. It is the Tosh and True podcast, the number one rated podcast in the city of Philadelphia. I've taken that title. We're going to go best podcast on Uranus since we're interplanetary. You know, we're broadcasting everywhere. We are a legitimate number one internet radio station, right. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm pulling double duty overhead, so there's a lot of chances and situations for you to actually hear and see the show. You can listen on the website. It's pcradiolive.com. You can jump into the TuneIn Radio app, just whatever, Apple, Android, whatever you got. Go to the Play Store, download the TuneIn app, search PC space radio. It's going to come right up with the red and white situation, and just add that to your favorites so you can just, while you're in your car, it's on the Bluetooth. Hey Siri, turn on PC Radio.
Everywhere. Hey, listen, he said he on Apple. Hey, listen, he on every platform.
It's
he could say a million things, but I'm gonna tell you quick and easy on every platform.
That's how you make it simple. Everywhere I need to be.
Anywhere you want to talk about or hear this joint, you ain't gotta tune in right now, but you might mistakenly hear it. He's on every platform.
Yeah, just search
PC Radio.
Search hashtag very disrespectful. And we got 8 MySpace pages popping.
8 MySpace. We on every. He on every. Come on, man.
Yeah, MySpace is actually.
He turned up, man.
All right. So,
Tingles, what's up?
On the social media at DJ TRUUF. Yeah. And that's going to be on everything. Give me your social media trend.
Social media, Sincerely XO. So we're going to say S I N C E R E L I Y _ XO6, and I had to look at it. Wonder why? Because I had 1,000,001 Facebooks, Instagrams, social medias, emails. Right. I can't even get into it. I won't get into it. So pardon me for having to look at that one, but that's exactly what it is. But
usually, by the time you start using underscores, that means you ran through your whole variation.
Bro, I can't even. I'm at the point where it's like, bro, I gotta make like. Do accounts for like your network. I'm like, I gotta send messages and emails and JP. Right. And I got 1,000,000 emails. I can't even, it's shit hard. But yeah, that's what it is though. Sincerely XO, sincerely _ XO6. Tap in with me. By the end of this interview, y'all gonna know who I am by the end of this joint anyway. So,
and look at his last post in the telly. Dancing to the Phillies number one party song. Shake that shit.
Hey bro, you did that shit, bro. You put Drill on top of the party. You did that shit, bro.
Try to help, man. And then I had to go and I keep hearing that Hey Bay Bay.
Yeah.
Hey Bay Bay. I'm like, I know that's a hit. That's been a hit for a long time, but they remixed it,
right.
Put the spin on it. Now they got the sliding on the concrete.
They no shoes on. Them young boys, they got the whole city turned up with their. I'm going to be honest with you. I went to jail. I got big as shit. When I dance, it look weird. I don't try to do too much movements. I try to do my little 1-2s and shit. Right. And but I don't be trying to do too much because shout out to them young boys, man. They got the city turned up. And I'd love to see a different dynamic because there's a lot of murders, homicides, a lot of dumb shit going on. So, good stuff.
That's going to be the key. Ending the violence, not ending positive, but slowing it down.
Right.
Because if you got some positive things that you can get involved in, whether it's dancing, rapping, big up to Bike Life Rex.
Right.
He's got some programs where he's looking for the best rappers with no cursing and no violence in the music. And he's going to try to
put
you on.
We need things like that in the
city. That's what we need. And it's hard. It hurts my spirit when I'm talking to this next generation below me. And, you know, a lot of times they haven't had a chance to get that mic in front of them to really speak to somebody and be able to have somebody listen to them. Because right. A lot of times they just want to be heard.
Right.
So when I start talking to them and the first couple words out their mouth be curse words or just some negative shit. Because they don't know how to respond. Be positive. Nobody's ever instilled some positivity in them. And it's just sad. So be a dancer, rap, whatever talent you have, exploit it.
Whatever you listen, man.
Exploit your talent.
Don't let nobody tell you can't do whatever you say you think you can do. I'm gonna tell you that,
because I've had a million and one careers. Mm-hmm. Truth. I came home.
Right.
I went to college.
Right.
I did the fitness nutrition thing.
Gotcha.
I went to school for construction.
Nice.
I put my hands in things because right. I felt like wherever I step at, I want to feel comfortable.
Right. You should be able to change lanes and change hats. And people right. be like, yo, what did you...
Yo, did best you? Best example, tonight. Mm. I never slept in a Westin in a day in my life.
Wow.
One of the most prestigious places I've ever been. I'm going to tell you something. I was in there. I was the only person that looked like me.
Of course.
And the comfortableness came from this. I'm in here with y'all, though. I have a kick, like y'all. And on top of that, I look good. Right. I'm in the XL.
He's got the gear tight.
It's Gucci's on my feet, and y'all see the stripes, so y'all know what's going on.
And I got
a pass to get in here.
Nice.
And they lock the doors up top. It's a big glass door. You can't get in there unless you got a key card.
You can't even get in after 10 without me. Or whatever.
So therefore, y'all know I'm here for a reason.
Bro.
So that's a comfortable thing. So I said, let me lock in like that because I know how to do the street thing. I know how to do that.
The street is easy.
That's
easy. The street is easy.
Let me
do
some
door. All you have to do is open the door.
I want to encourage everybody to do that, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. I mean, everybody go through different things and we progress and process differently. But in the end result, if you want to win, you can win. I'm not going to take anything less from anybody because I've been through hell and back in a million times.
Go to hell for a minute. All right? We're going to go to hell for a minute.
Because
sometimes hell can be the place that actually brings out the best in you and brings out the inner strengths and brings out that warrior. Like, you know, hell is hot and I don't want to be here no more.
Right.
So what do I got to do to survive this situation?
Hell for me was, like I told you in the email, I'm pretty sure anybody that know me personally or been around me or enough or that follows me or whatever they know, like, hell for me was jail. Got booked when I was 18.
Wow.
Did a lot of back and forth shit, and then like, I got sat down and did 8. So hell for me was shower room with 30, 40 other people. Hell for me was motherfuckers telling me when I can go see outside and mm-hmm. see the sun.
Did they use the whistle with you?
They ain't do no whistle.
They ain't do the whistle with you.
One thing I will say is this: it was hell in the sense of mentally. It wasn't physically because we never let nobody disrespect us in the joints. You feel me? It was always just a why y'all burning us? Why y'all try? But that'll teach you how to be a man if you allow it to. Because you know niggas get goofy in there. You got dudes that go to jail and never come home because they just don't know or don't want to act accordingly to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got dudes that go in there and become amazing. Shout out to them boys that just came home and doing their thing. I got a lot of homies that was locked up. Came home, they rolling.
Good.
They doing construction. They doing work. They doing all types of stuff. Yo, hey, listen. Truth. Boys is on boats, yachts, and Bentleys and all types. Hey, listen. I'm telling you, my guys is rolling.
That's in real DJRL.
Hey! There you go. He be in red, man. What's up, bro? I see you out there.
Shit, he's coming. We're going to talk about URL in a few minutes because you're a part of the situation for the after party. I know that.
We
ain't even touched that yet because we know something about
us. But listen, no, for real. But
we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Charleston Bulls, that's came on. I really wanted because I know you Philly Spiners. And all my bros, my guys, listen.
I'll take that.
The city, I'm proud of y'all. Everybody from the six all the way from Renton to the uptown. All my guys, listen. I love what we're doing on this.
It's all motion.
It's positive.
And if your team is tight, you know, everybody's winning.
Yeah. And we won't see each other often.
No.
Because, you know, everybody got kids. Yeah, oh, let me say this. I don't have any kids. So a lot of times I get wrapped up being by myself because I be the only one free. And you know why I say that?
I love the fact that all
my
bros
are
good dads.
Good.
They all good dads.
And we embrace fatherhood around
here. They all good dads.
We embrace fatherhood.
What's up, Buzz? They all good dads. So it's like, I love that for them. So shout out to them again, man.
Okay, so we're in hell. Mm-hmm. You're 18.
Right.
And you haven't had a chance to really experience adulthood, and you haven't had a chance to put your life dream together.
Right.
But you know this is not where you want to be.
My life dream. I'm gonna be honest. I was lost before I went to jail.
That's what I said. You didn't get a chance to write it.
Yeah.
Down.
So
you didn't have your vision board yet. You didn't have it up.
For me, when I sat down, it was vision board. That's perfect. For me, I treated prison like college. I locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
We on PC Radio. Fucking my toe.
I'm gonna tell you. When I first got booked, and anybody that was ever locked up with me, then we live on the radio. Let me say this real quick. I love the fact that I'm super trill and I can say whatever I want, and nobody gonna ever say he lying. So let me say this.
I say that to say this.
When I first got booked, I was drunk.
I just said E-Buzz. Hold on. E-Buzz. Hi, E-Buzz.
my little folks. What's up, Slack?
Tap in
with us. Yeah, I was drawing. I had drugs. I had the phone. I had all that shit. You feel me? It was there. Not to get into much detail, but yeah, it was there. So
it's crazy to see inmates on TikTok with cash apps getting paid.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm one of them niggas. I don't want to say too much.
Don't say too much.
So I'm gonna just say. So I'm gonna just say this.
Say that to say
jail.
This.
Jail ain't what y'all think it is. Mm-hmm. We ain't, yeah, man.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's just someplace you don't want to be if you don't have.
You don't want to be in jail.
You don't
want to be in jail. But also, don't think that we in that joint just dying. We still breathing. Don't get us fucked up. That's what I'm going to say about prison. You feel me? Anyway, you know.
So
I was in that joint. I'm going to talk about me personally.
And you rolling through. You
know, I'm in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in there. It's fucked up, but everybody in that joint. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm 18.
Gotcha.
I get booked. I'm in the counties.
Ooh.
For a minute.
I'm fighting cases.
All bullshit.
That's
all
what they do.
Shit.
2 years.
I finally go up top.
Max
I'm
out.
Young boy.
Max out. Send him up.
Now I'm up top and I'm with all the top tier people. Drawing and whatever bullshit. Anyway, long story short, I had my moments when I was on bullshit, and then finally I figured out this. And I realized that at this moment, I was sitting in my cell. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I had everything you could possibly want as an inmate. Because that's all I am. I'm a fucking number. You know what I'm saying? I had cell phone, I had the drugs, whatever, all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I ain't had no. My soul was empty as shit. And I'm like, damn, I don't got no life sentence. I'm gonna come home one day. So what I'm gonna do when I get home? I'm gonna just keep bullshitting and try to figure it out as I go. So I figured it out in there. You feel me? So it was a moment in my life, and I switched, and I figured out that I wanted to be something different. I had a celly. I gotta say this. This is a moment where it was like this shit real. He had tablets. We had tablets. Tablets just hit the gym.
Tablets.
Yeah, we had music and all that. They just hit the gym.
Okay.
He was one. My man, shout out to Pooh
from the
West Philly.
Man,
he had a tablet. He had all the music.
Share your Spotify playlist too.
All that money. He had big music on the tablet, right? I used to want to listen to the tablet, but he was Muslim, so he would tell me, if you want to listen to my tablet, listen to a lecture, right? I'm like, damn, bro, like, I don't want to listen to a lecture, right? I just want to listen to the music.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no. But he wasn't about it. If anybody know Pooh from West Philly, y'all know, like, y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, y'all, I'm like, all right, he wasn't giving me the tablet. So I'm like, all right, bet, I'll listen to him, right? He told me to listen to Why Should I Be a Muslim? I listened to it. Fuck my head up.
Gotcha.
Shit don't fuck my head up, bro.
open.
I can listen to. You could tell me a million things in the world. I'm not gonna listen to you.
Right.
Had me thinking like, damn, what? Right. So now I'm getting integrated into that. It made me feel better about myself.
Gotcha.
Things that I was fighting demons and all that. You know, that, I ain't gonna call them demons, but shit. You know, shit that I was going through in that joint. Like, I'm like, damn, I feel better. You know what I'm saying? So I switched lanes. I'm from Philadelphia. So being Muslim is something that has been incorporated in my life since I've been born.
Right.
I just never was able to fully lock in or understand what it meant to do that. So I never engaged in it. But mashallah, you know, alhamdulillah, I was put in a position where I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to speak on that, I need to tighten up on that too. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I always put in the back of my mind. Not put in the back of my mind, but it's always in the back of my mind. I need to, you know, right. It's a lot of shit that go on, you feel me? Because jail made me who I am. I can't never forget that shit.
You feel me? I can't never forget prison. I can't never say, you know, it didn't make me who I am. I fall short and all that, but I can't forget.
And just for the record, this generation, that's what I'm going to call you guys, this generation. You don't have to go to prison or jail or commit crimes to find out who you are.
Hell no.
But if you happen to have gotten caught up in the moment, and that's where you are today, because if you're listening from the inside, because we're inside and we outside.
Yeah, everywhere. Inside, outside.
All right, so we want
inside,
you to...
outside. They outside, we inside.
Yeah, they're... I want you guys to pay attention to the next 35 minutes of deep talk, promotional situations, parties. We're going to talk about the rise to glory, because his story.
That was hell. That was hell. That was pain. That was hell.
Hell and pain.
Now, PC Radio, I'm going to pop my shit, because that's what really came
up. I'm the guy, because I don't want to do too much. It's your first time at the rodeo. Because, you know, I've interviewed some big names, and I've had people cry. My goal is to let you, I want you to be able to go inside yourself and be able to present yourself as a story that needs to be told.
Right.
Sometimes it hurts, but I'm the guy, I'm the best interviewer in the game.
Right.
Okay? Remember, my name is not Truff, it's Truth.
It's Truth. All right? I know, I told you.
Not Truff, it's Truth. And this is what we're doing tonight. Shout out to some of your social media.
Yo, shout out to social media. Hold on. It's not a lot.
Social media is tapping in right now.
They
said talk that shit. That's what I see from across the room.
Listen, I'm going to say this. The people that tap in with me,
whenever they tap in with me, I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this first and foremost.
I say that to say this.
Y'all can tap in or not. This shit in motion, man.
Don't tap in tonight. You might not be able to tap in on Saturday, March the 19th.
That's what I'm saying. I got my first deal. Listen, right. I got $200 a day for a pair of custom jeans.
Nice.
I say that to say this. Say it for me. We rolling. It's motion. So I appreciate everybody that appreciate me. I already know what it is. Trench made for L, XO. And I just got it tagged on my face.
You did just do that.
Yes,
like,
I did.
But from a secret
so
location
listen.
And a vacation, you
oh
just said,
God.
You know what? I'm going to put it. I'm going to just go ahead and just make it a...
The secret location?
Wow,
I don't want to talk
crazy.
About secret.
Yeah, don't drop your location in 2022.
No, I drop it. They just don't... They only know who I'm with, and that is the man.
They get pissed off.
Yo, this is a classic. Another Philly classic.
Look, listen. I am Norm. Y'all make sure y'all see who on the live. Make sure y'all follow her. I'm going to say this. She's going to be definitely modeling. And I guess I'll be leaked it Saturday. She's going to be modeling.
All right. So, real quick, I want to put a few minutes into that. I do want to get a chance to get into my crates a little bit. I owe a few artists a few spins tonight.
Mm-hmm. Let's start. Yeah, let's put some
artists a few spins.
Put some
tonight.
Music on. Let's jig.
But Saturday, March 19th, you're going to put the brand on display.
So, March 19th.
Fashion Events 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
We got Prince, Altier, right? We have Selfie World and King of Prussia Mall.
In the plaza, the second floor.
Let me say this. Not to even speak on.
I know you're hyped. It's okay.
Because this is a major. Not to even speak on the surprises that we got. Hey, truth.
it's a whole game.
This young these boys then put together a situation. They literally locked off the center of the mall.
I know exactly where it's at. It's in the plaza, right above the food court, the old J.C. Penney building, right across from, not too far from Zara. Okay,
Y'all, let me say, shout out to y'all, and we on another topic. Now we popping our shit. Y'all, shout out to y'all. Y'all made a move that a lot of people can't make, and then on top of that, we gonna have a special thing for the after party, because I want to talk about that in a different way, because I don't even know, I understand how that's going to play out.
That situation could be major.
Well, you got to make it through the day party. The day party one first to even get to the after party.
We talking about
all right,
2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Doors open up in that King of Prussia Mall, and you want to start probably forming a line.
You better
at
get there
10 in the morning. You
that's
start,
just going to be a movie.
So go grab some breakfast, okay?
And the tickets was a steal. If you, I'm gonna be this because they was bidding off my little promo.
Right.
If you didn't grab a ticket, I told you once.
I'm gonna tell you twice. That's what got me in. When you was talking that shit on the promo, right. I said, you know what? That guy's got spunk with him.
Your Wi-Fi had to be slow.
Trash.
And you had to be dirty because you ain't grabbing a ticket? Bro, we talking about 175 plus people coming to one section of the mall. We doing a fashion event.
Fashion event.
We doing a shopping network. That means we going to have vendors all inside of the area pushing all types of products. And then we going to do a walk. Look at the walk. Look at the walk.
You can't get no better than that. And then he said for $35 you could do all that and then come to the after party and get a section, buy the hookah and all that.
Right.
If you didn't grab a ticket, Wi-Fi had to be slow, dirty, all that. Cause that's drawing.
We lit. It's turned up.
It's definitely turned up.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Definitely a lit situation. How can you get tickets? Can I get the tickets from you?
Listen. How you can get a ticket, you already know what you can do. Put the link in the bio. B-I-O. What day is it, Truth?
Today is the day you need to be going to link in bio.
What's the
it's going to sell out. We got a lot of room in that store.
I'm not going to lie. Y'all better hurry up. Because it's getting goofy. Not only do they have a lot of people coming, the people they have coming, I'm not even going to start naming names because I'm not good with that. And I'm not even trying to put myself in that position. But fellas, the females, y'all not gonna find them in the hookah lounge. The girl they pulling out tonight, that night, that day, and all that, they not gonna be in the hookah lounge and all that.
I'm gonna turn up the music a little bit and make it like you like at the club and just wilding out.
I will wild out. Yeah, cause listen, y'all gotta chill.
Let me see what we got.
March 19th is gonna be crazy.
I know. You keep talking.
Listen. Shout out to y'all. Listen, I want to say so much, but I'm not, because I want to say so much, but y'all right.
What I want you to say is,
it's a surprise.
You to talk about the brand. I want you to talk about what what they spent $200 on today. I want you to talk about,
I'm not going to lie, I'm light today.
I want you to talk
about, I got the EXO shit on.
That's splash. Everything I got on, it's mine. It's, you know, it's the tie-dye. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the little, you know, God is greater.
Right.
Than the highs and lows. You better believe that, because every time shit get crazy, I swear to God, he don't play about me. It don't matter what it is, relationships, financial, whatever. He put me in position with everything.
But I want y'all to make sure y'all tap in. I wanted to bring clothes here with y'all today, but I couldn't get Tasha's size, so I'm like, nah, I can't bring them.
What are you talking about?
I ain't want to bring, bro. If I would have bought you something, man, she would have been sitting out of
it. She would have been fine with it. She know. I gave her the same heads up that you gave me. As soon as you told me, I told her in five seconds. That's my part. I'm not going to hold a secret. So she, you know, she's on deck. She's not going to miss out.
Alright, so look, make sure you double back, cause I don't know. I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna double.
She's
I'm gonna
in
double
the gym back. Now. She's actually looking for a trainer to get back to her six pack. Cause she's so self conscious. She's like, I'm at 8 now. I'm supposed to be like a 6.5.
Listen, I seen you post that about a train. Let me say this also.
I forgot about this.
Sunglasses.
I ain't gonna lie. My fault, true. And I forgot I'm on a number one.
It's okay.
Podcast in the city for entertainment. I'm also a trainer. I actually am certified International Sports Science Association.
I ain't talk that shit. I ain't gonna keep talking that shit, but I am that too.
The price is a little steep.
I ain't gonna lie, but I'm worth what I say I'm. I do. You know what I'm saying? If you see my pictures or anything, you see my close friends. You already know.
So, all right, so we got March 19th on. Good. I want you to go in. What's the brand? Tell me the story behind the brand. I got to know the history of the brand before I can. You know, I work with brands. That's what I do. I'm a brand ambassador.
All right,
so when somebody asks me about the brand, I want to be able to tell them and talk about the brand like they was talking to me.
So
that's
basically, the goal. All right, so there we go. Brand. The brand started as Trench Made. And that's what I stand on first and foremost. I say Trench Made for L's, you know. Because that's what I'm all about. Because everybody always says, what's the trenches about? You know, trenches, you know? If you break it down and look at the word in a sense of like a dictionary or something that has a explanation to it, you find it to be a position, you know? Like war, you know what I'm saying? So I got it from prison. Because in the trenches out there. But when I came home, I had to learn how to market myself. So I was trying to figure out, like, man, what I'm gonna do?
Right.
I know Trench Made pop. Like, I know that's a thing that's lit. You feel me? But do I want to be lit or do I want to be successful? I want to be successful. So Trench Made is my LLC. Let me also say this. Limited Liability Corporation. Mm-hmm. It is a stamp of business.
Trench Made is a stamp business.
2 years and running in July. I've been established business since I've been home, you know. So, but Sincerely XO became a thing that I could do to market myself in a way that I can make money.
Mm-hmm.
How I got there, and that subject probably
that's chapter,
cry,
that's chapter seven.
That's love. That's love. That's
chapter seven.
You see, because you see the hearts and all that shit, so you know it's love and shit. It's got something to do with some heartbreak.
Okay.
But okay. It made me. I ain't gonna say rich. Financially, it made me rich mentally.
Mental.
Emotionally, spiritually, in ways like that. I was able to tap into myself in a way that I probably wouldn't if I wouldn't have like got my heart broken and all that type of shit. So I took that and ran with it. And it, I ain't gonna lie, I post everything. I don't post everything. I post the shit I find funny.
Right.
People think they know me. They really
they don't
no
know.
Idea. You know what I'm saying? But I post the shit I find hilarious to me. I post the things that I find that may be suitable to mm-hmm. other people. So, Sincerely XO. It's a brand that, you know, XO, hugs and kisses.
It's the brand you can trust. Okay.
So, when you know when you say the word sincerely, right?
Yeah.
You know, you speaking in a manner like this, you know, it's like, I wish you the best. Like, I'm not.
You niggas falling in love with
I'm
the magic. That's for the whole
way.
You niggas falling in love with my conversation.
But,
you niggas.
At the same time, I'm moving forward. I'm doing something better for myself.
You niggas falling in love with the magic. That's for the hoes, nigga. You niggas falling in love with my conversation.
That way, and it came about some other ways, and. Mesh and I ain't gonna lie, the biggest one of all time. When I dropped that shit,
the internet flooded. Nice.
I'm not gonna lie, shout out to y'all. Y'all supported the brand a crazy amount.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers don't lie, and y'all, everything that has been happening around me has been amazing. I have a crazy support team. They believed in the brand.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so that I put my heart into it. One night I stayed up to like, I ain't gonna lie, I was up for like 48 hours.
Nice.
I made a crazy custom jacket.
Mm-hmm.
The internet took to it. So I ran with it. It put me in a different position. It put me in a position to charge $200 for some pants and all
nice.
That type of shit. You
feel
nice. And I'm not backing down on that price. I'm also say that live on this radio.
Real and proper, start the helicopter.
Because I feel like I'm worth it. And anybody that has any, and I, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like I do my thing when I put my hand on shit. You feel me? So
as you should.
And, so. And they believe in it. I love y'all, man. I'm on PC Radio with some of y'all right now. Philly Radio Coalition. Y'all already know where we at.
If you don't know where we at, you better figure it out.
I love y'all, man.
You better figure it out. So just what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go into the crates real quick. That's okay. Where I want to go in the crates, and I want to. I got this promo deal going, and I'm looking for the best artists on social media.
I'm the best artist on social media.
Right. So
what I gotta pay you right now? Spend on that joint?
No, I feel like I'm the best artist on that joint.
True. You ain't know
I
rap.
I had a feeling you did because you're like a guy who wears a lot of hats. So the Social Media 70 campaign that started last quarter is coming back. It's picking up steam.
Mm-hmm.
We got some major situations coming up for the next season, which actually starts next month.
Okay.
So we're talking about the hottest MC.
I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of hot. Let me start where we at. Audi. My man Giz, Liddy. I'm talking to pop in the city. Like, I fuck with niggas that I'm not even talking. When I say hot, though, I ain't talking about niggas that get just rare. I'm talking about niggas that's like really like saying something that's making sense. MVP, them niggas is doing anything.
And it's not even just about rappers, because it's a world music project. So whether you sing R&B.
I got to tap into the city then, because I don't really.
If you're a folk singer, okay? If you do reggae. If you do party music tracks, if you have an urge to be on stage and crack a mic and be able to tell the world that you were the best whatever from Snapchat, from Twitter, from Instagram, mm-hmm. The SMS 70 challenge is on and popping right now. I need you in the inbox with one MP3 track. I need your bio. I need just a little bit of information on who you be with all your social media links. If you can do that right now, I would appreciate that. As I go into the crates and drop one more track from my guy G5. I owed him this one. We did the It's a Bop last week. This week it's Frat Boy Wasted. Okay, that's what I want to call Frat Boy Wasted. So hang tight. Don't go nowhere, Sincere. I need you to
stay. We tuned in.
Stay right here. Stay right here.
You see where you are. You
know what's up. DJ Truth is digging the crates. Throwing down your house. Feel the energy. Feel the power. You know what I'm saying? DJ Truth is digging in the crates. Throwing down your house. Now.
Every chug. Every cup. Every back. Every control. Every body. Drink. Every control. Home. Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug.
We getting frat boy wasted.
Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug. Every cup.
Drink it up.
Control.
We need some shots. No, we need some bottles. We got bands on bands, and we got models on models.
So much smoke,
and the forecast is clouds. Niggas can't keep quiet, cause the shit is so loud. She got a sexy body, she wanna dance with Molly. On the regular, she is a classy lady. Tonight, she wanna be thotty. I feel like, ooh, I'm in the zone, and we can get on. Till we get frat boy wasted.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug every cup.
We getting frat boy wasted.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Chug every cup.
Drink it up.
Body. Drink. Control.
We blow the bag, get it back. Back. Then fuck up the bag again. I'm getting so wasted.
I don't know what is happening.
My niggas dealing weight, they like fuck a diet. Homie, they're the plug, get them high, I buy it. She experiment, she might wanna try it. So much drugs in here, we should be indicted. Woo!
We got 20 grand, rich and rare. Big kegs, that imported beer. She a baddie, why you standing there? That ass fat, won't you sit it here? Cause I'm in my zone, and we should get on and on and on.
Till we get frat boy wasted.
Hey everybody,
this is
Grand Water.
When
I'm
not
fucking big, I'm
listening
to DJ Truth and
Malcolm. Drink it up. We getting frat boy wasted. Tune in to DJ Truth Show every motherfucking Tuesday at 8:00, man.
Hey everybody, this is Grand Water. When I'm not in the studio banging out my booty,
I'm listening to DJ Truth, Malcolm.
From Richard Allen Projects all the way to the Bay Area, this is a certified DJ Truth.
You niggas falling in love with the Mac, and that's for the hoes, nigga. You niggas falling in love with my conversation.
When confidence meets disrespect, it's a recipe for damn, I love the Tosh and Truth podcast.
One time for Herbie Love Bug 215. His swag is crazy. He's like a fashion icon. He is one of my best friends on the check-in. We are live in studio with my boy Sincerely / XO _ space space with a little heart in the middle of the logo.
Sincerely XO, since right. You already know. Listen, man, fuck Instagram. If you see my face, you know who I am. You already know what's up. We live outside, man. PC Radio.
Outside
I'm here with
and inside. Yeah.
Inside, outside, mm-hmm. Man. So we tuned in.
Yeah, it's been a good conversation. It's good to finally get a chance to tell your story to the millions. And millions locked in right now.
Yeah, we live. I told you, I said every platform, podcast, radio, Apple.
Right. If you can't find me, it's because you're not looking. And you can't find Sincerely XO. You can't. Or Trench Made.
Yo, listen. If you can't find me,
you're not looking for it. It's like you're being disrespectful to the situation. Okay. Your Google search matters.
You can Google me. So okay. You can Google me for sure.
Your Google search matters.
I'm a business. You can Google me.
Where you pull up your SEO optimization.
Listen.
If your website ain't popping the way it's supposed to, if you're not on the Alexa scale, if we can't find your stats,
yeah,
it really don't matter. But I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to quit. I want you to just put some more effort into it.
Right.
And then put some effort into your friends and your family and your people that's grinding on these streets and really need you to just like, share, and comment whenever you see us post shit or you
and listen,
talking that talk.
And to tap into that, not to cut you off, Truth, because I know we're getting short. You know
say
what I'm saying?
Say this, right?
I want to say this journey, a lot of work,
the only people that know is people that know this, right? The journey is crazy.
It's been 2 years I've been home. Right. Last month in February. It's been crazy. It's
only
been,
2 months, is it?
No, two years.
2 years.
It's been a roller coaster, but shout out to everybody that's rocking with me. Like, it's some people believing and some people not believing. Regardless of that shit, it's a lot of emotion around me. And I love the people that's around me. And if you're around me, you know I love you. And I tell you all the time. If I don't tell you I love you, then you already know what it is. You ain't even gotta talk about that.
I just heard two old guys coming up. And one guy, yeah, man, Leroy, I fucking like you, bro.
Yeah.
And then whoever.
Love mean a lot, you feel me?
Yeah, the other one going the other way said, oh, man, hey, I love you more, bro. And I'm like, wow, that's great. I love to hear that. Okay?
Yeah.
I love to hear that. Because, guys, you know, we appreciate that. We like hugs.
Right.
Okay?
Right. We love all that
we like
shit.
Hugs. So, you know, for the other half of the people listening out there who can give us the hugs, i.e. family, friends, supporters. People ride with.
And it's not, and you know, it's crazy on a social media tip.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. But you got to also understand this. People only going to support you to the point where they feel as though you're not going to be a threat.
Hey, listen.
You feel me? Always understand that, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, they're going to support that shit because they want to see you win. But if you win, it becomes like, damn, I ain't really know you was going to win. Not everybody. Let me say that. Not everybody. But a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So when the people that do that, you just got to chalk that shit. Like, all right, it is what it is.
Right.
But to touch on that topic, share, support, like. Man, ain't much. If you're not doing it, it's cool too.
That don't cost nothing.
Because I'm gonna tell you this: if you're just watching me and shit,
share it.
I appreciate you just watching me.
Share the reels.
Like, I appreciate. Listen, it's people that don't follow me that watch me.
Of course.
I love that shit too.
Of course.
I love that. I love that type of love too.
Because we see your stats. If you got a business profile, I can see your. I see who's watching me
right.
In every country. All right. So don't feel like you know, my key to success in all that I've done
right.
is that I don't mind. I actually enjoy being around people and DJs and people in the industry who are, I would perceive to be better than me. Okay?
That's a, and you know what's crazy?
And that, that's not, that, you know, that takes the fear factor out of it.
Right.
And I say that, you know, I my confidence is at an all-time high.
My confidence is at an all-time high. Hey, listen.
I don't have any problems with that.
If you know what you know, then you know. I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
This shit up here right now, and it shouldn't be.
A lot of people fight there in jail talking flipping because of my background and what I've been through, what I go through, you feel me?
But let me tell you something. The only way this shit going to stop is if I'm dead. And if you don't hear no R.I.P. Trench and all that shit, be very aware that I'm working my ass off.
When we go off the air, the song I want to leave him with is going to be, I think it's the Plyas Code Defense.
Yo, all right, hold on. My fault. I'm getting on chat.
Don't cry, though.
March 19th, my fault. Yo, at the party. March 19th, at the party. If you don't got the Addy, you got to buy the ticket.
Oh, shit.
If you don't got the Addy,
you got to buy the ticket.
Yeah,
I'm
a live
popping,
bro.
I was jumping.
I got you. You don't buy the Eddie,
but,
you don't get the ticket.
But welcome home. Welcome home to anybody who's just gotten out. We encourage you not to go in for us to have to congratulate you for coming out.
Don't go to jail. That shit corny as shit. Listen, man, jail corny, bro. Mm. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't care what nobody say. Jail corny. It's all niggas in there. It's like three females in there.
And if you're up in
the top of the mountains, they all lay nutty. Yo. And you going to have to really make them look cute to even get through the days even talking to them. So you going to be on some mad shit. Just chill. Don't stay home, man. It's all right. It's popping
already.
And the food ain't that great either, too.
Shots
to the boys taking trips and experiencing life. That great. It's trips and stuff out here. You feel me?
Go to Cali. Go to Milwaukee. There's a lot of fun in Milwaukee County.
Do something.
All right. One time for a fella run it all. He's one of my big friends and supporters up in Milwaukee County. And the first lady, Saiba Chavez, who is the biggest publicist in the game. Shout out to you.
Shout out to everybody that's grinding and putting the work in. Really.
And I wanted to talk about, you know, I promised him this and I would be so negligent if I did.
What's up with y'all, man? We live for almost 11 o'clock. Shout out to my man. He came in and he pulling the shift with me. It's almost 11 o'clock. Y'all probably sleeping, getting ready for work. Shout out to them bulls getting ready for work. Everybody getting ready for work. You feel me? But we working too.
We working. We grinding. So let me get this out for T.R. Ilian. I hope I'm saying that right. Because he's a musician friend of mine. And he just hit the inbox and said, "Truth, I really respect your grind. I like your hustle. And I got this event coming up for the Walk, Talk, and Stunt event. It's going to be in support of the Philadelphia business and Hood Tours campaign. That's what it is. And it's here to save a space, to save a venue that they're about to shut down.
Okay.
So they're trying to raise some funds for it. And this coming Sunday, they're going to have a big event, official Creatives Clothing merch launch. Follow me to get in touch with him. And I'm going to be like a special guest.
Okay.
They got me on the list.
Are you on the list?
Yeah, I'm on the list. They said, just come on.
They want you to come. They know what's up.
Just grace us with your presence.
They know what's up.
What? The way you presented that, I got to show up.
They know what's up.
I got to show up. And hopefully I'll be rocking some trench paint.
Yo, listen.
What's the date?
That's coming up the day after your event.
That's the 20th.
So it's a no sleep situation. What you could do is slug a slide with me, but I'm not even going to talk about that until we get to okay from the people.
Oh, you want to go outside?
You know what I'm saying?
Truth, want to go outside with me?
I said we outside. I said we inside and we outside.
Truth, don't do that, man. You know.
Hey, listen. Every Tuesday, 8 to 10, very disrespectful. Follow the movement. At DJ TRUUF, everybody on the Facebook live stream, we see you.
Yes, I appreciate y'all, man. Troop, I appreciate you.
Oh, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you for letting me come through, man. Like I said, it ended up. I appreciate everybody that's been rocking and rolling. I don't gotta say too much because there's not a lot of us.
Not a lot of talk,
but it's enough.
A lot of action.
So if we thugging, you rocking with me, EXO shit, Trench Mate shit, I love you. All
right, so you guys don't go anywhere for the next. I'm gonna say. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 for the next 10 hours. Alright? All classic DJ Truth for the rest of the day. So hit that website, PCRadioLive.com. Press play and don't leave your computer, your tablet, whatever you're listening to us on. For the next 10 hours, you get a chance to hear some classic DJ Truth. So thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, we appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
From Richard Allen Projects all the way to the Bay Area, this is a certified DJ Truth banger.
You niggas falling in love with the Mac, and that's for the hoes, nigga. You niggas falling in love with my conversation.
You get your ass on the radio and you listen to Malcolm Hill and DJ Truth on this disrespectful ass show. And every damn Tuesday from 8 to 10, I listen to it while I'm cooking my greens, because my greens is the best.
Bruh, I'm not.